This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at will.uiuc.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 494, up 2 on the open. May at 501, up 1.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 467.5, up 3.5 on the open. May, 478, up 1. July, 483.5, up 2. September, 488, up 1.5. December, 498.5, up 1.5 on the open. March corn opened at 409, up 6 on the open. May, 419.5, up 5.75. July at 426, up 4.5. September, 402, up 2.5. December, 392.5, up 4.75 on the open. March oats opened at 269.5, up a half on the open. May, 273.5, down 1.5. March soybeans opened at 7.15, up 6.5 on the open. May, 7.27.5, up 4.25. July, 7.42, up 5.5. November, 7.62, up 4.75 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 2.11, up 2.90 on the open. May, 2.15, up 2.60. March soybean oil opened at 28.85, up 6 on the open. May, 29.23, down 1. At the Merck, January feeders opened at 94.50, up 20 on the open. March, 92.57.5, unchanged. April, 94.20, down 20. February live cattle opened at 92.60, up 32.5 on the open. April, 94.30, up 12.5. June, 90 even, up 2.5. August, 88.07.5, down 7.5 on the open. February lean hogs opened at 61.15, up 52.5 on the open. April, 65.15, up 17.5. May, 72.30, up 5. June, 74.20, up 10 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 92, up 30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
What do you make, Paul, of the terrific meteoric, if that's a word, rise in corn prices since we talked to you last week?
Well, number one, we had a very bullish USDA final production estimate, and it was, the 752 million bushels of carryover in our Chicago Worldwide Commodities Meeting in Chicago at ADM Investors. Dan Bassey basically said only 23 days of corn supply in the United States. And with that bit of information, there's a lot of little postage meters on the top of the buy-sell screens at some of the end users in the U.S. that says, thou shall not run out of corn. And if you do, we're going to fire you, is the bottom line. And, of course, what basically boils down to is we have a very tight U.S. supply. There's no evidence in the marketplace of any reduction in demand. And so the end user is under enormous pressure to buy inventory to keep that industrial plant, whether it's a feed mill, corn processing plant, or an ethanol plant, or an export location, completely supplied with inventory.
So the million-dollar question then becomes, at this level, 416.5, which was yesterday, the limit up, are that type of price enough to limit to
well,
rationale?
We hear the word the middle 450s up to $5 is a common denominator, and also the other factor here is that we also had an announcement out of Mexico that they're even allowing white corn and corn to be imported into Mexico. So there is evidence in the world that there is demand, and you know, price level, we don't see any price rationing at the present time. I think the other thing that's also very interesting is that you know, the worldwide economies, you know, our stock market is an indicator of what's going to happen in the world 6 months out, and you know, it's also showing good strength in worldwide economy growth. And that's also adding to the demand for commodities, food commodities as well.
So, therefore, if you're a 450 or better corn bull, you wouldn't want to reward this market right now.
No, and that's true. You know, it's basically you know, a common knowledge that the farmer basically sold his crop pretty easy and pretty readily. There's a few people that haven't left. They also went in and sold a lot of new crop already, and very few of them came in and bought bull call spreads or any kind of options to protect them on any price rally. So, you know, one of the other things that's noted is with all this wet weather, a lot of anhydrous ammonia went somewhere. You know, hopefully it didn't go down the river, but, you know, that's also a major factor. With these price levels, it also creates the need to even plant more acres of corn next year. And we do see some reluctance in the marketplace to increase that acreage too much because there's a lot of extra risk involved.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. It appears the market is focusing more on South America at the moment.
Well, it is. One of the things that Dan mentioned and Dave Hightower and Steve Fried is that vegetable oil demand is best every place else in the world but the U.S., so to speak. In other words, Malaysia is building a lot of biodiesel plants, and it's going to encourage flat prices to go up in those important new industrialized nations of India and China. As we mentioned, their economies are exploding, so there is a worldwide price demand and price push in the vegetable oil market. Also, with this 750 carryover, it's going to encourage more corn. And if anybody thinks that the soybean market's going to stay back and fall asleep and not encourage a price rally in new crop beans, we have to go back to page two. So we do have a very strong price push, not only in the Chicago corn market, but it's also filtering into the soybean oil market and soybean market. Also, the Board of Trade announced at some point in time they will be trading palm oil futures, so it's going to be a worldwide market for vegetable oils in Chicago.
When you put the pencil to the paper and you're thinking about building a biodiesel plant, you got to really think about crude oil prices at 50, 80.
You know, they just had T-Bone Pickens on CNBC, and of course he said he's down a little bit, but he's still very optimistic on prices. But the bottom line, Dave, and this is what's really encouraging, is I'd rather, you know, if I had a choice, would be an investor in an ethanol plant or a biodiesel. You basically know which way I would lean. But the other factor here is that the biodiesel technology is extremely popular, and it is extremely popular in the world. And the tool that these people need to know is that these industrial users, they have a futures contract. They can lock in this cheaper price corn and soybean oil and make the arithmetic work and protect their prices, just like the farmer can protect his prices and locking in prices. So the margins are there. The capital is there, and we are farming in 2007, and that's what's the exciting part of this market.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Taking a look at the current tick in Kansas City, March wheat at 4.94 1/4, up 2 1/4. At the Board of Trade, March wheat 4.72 up 8, May 4.85 up 8. March corn 4.10 1/2 up 7 1/2, May at 4.20 3/4 up 7. Fast trade now in the corn pit, July 4.28 3/4 up 7 1/4, September 4.05 up 5 1/2, December 3.94 1/2 up 6 3/4. March beans 7.19 up 10 1/2, May 7.33 1/4 up 10, July 7.47 up 10 1/2, November 7.67 up 9 3/4. March soybean meal 2.12.40 up 4.30. March soybean oil 28.83 up 4. At the Merck, January feeders 94.50 up 20. February live cattle 92.75 up 47 1/2. Feb lean hogs 61.40 up 77 1/2. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.